Blog Talk Radio.
I have the faith that sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible. That can conquer anything. Faith to uproot my problem. Faith to know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer anything. Faith to reach the unreachable, faith to find the unbeatable, faith to remove the unmovable, faith that stands the impossible.
God bless you, Minister Barhams. Yes, sir. That is our Minister of Music here at One Church Worldwide Ministries. Hello, hello, hello. This is your boy, Pastor Drew, on the road. But a job that still has to be done. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I got a call from one of the staff members here at One Church Worldwide Ministries saying, Pastor Drew, there's a lot of people that are interested in coming on board. Some I've talked to, some I have yet to talk to, coming on board to come and work here with us at One Church Worldwide Ministries. Let me say, after getting that call, I went back and looked at the number of people that have worked in this ministry over the past 6 years, and there has been over 500 people that have worked in this ministry in some aspect. I don't care if it was phone calls, flyers, whatever you did. God bless each and every one of you. There are churches that have been in existence for eons who have not had that many people to come in and to volunteer their services to a ministry, to a man, to a people that they know little about. But the Bible says that you'll know the Spirit by what the Spirit. Good God Almighty. Hello to our radio listening family here in the U.S. and around the world. We thank you for joining us here at One Church Worldwide Ministries, also known as OCWM. Want to thank the staff again for their obedience, for pushing the service on tonight, because one of the recommended, I shouldn't say that would be a lie, one of the requirements to work in leadership in One Church Worldwide Ministries is to understand the foundation on which we stand and start in doing anything in this ministry, and it starts with sanctification. As you all know, we, the radio ministry, on vacation for summer break, and we'll return on Monday, September the 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. for those of you out on the West Coast. I'm going to ask, Mother is not here. Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done in this ministry, for giving us the ability to reach the masses from one end of the globe to the other. Father, I thank you that this work, the work that you said, that greater work, is going on in this ministry, we ask that it continue. We ask that you continue to send willing workers into this ministry that does not mind, glory be to God, working and working and working. Father, we know that the enemy is afraid, truly afraid, because you said when your word reached from one end of the globe to the other, mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, earthquakes in diverse places, that you're soon to come. And so, Father, we know now if there's ever a time that you could come back, it's now. We can get on computer and send messages around the world at the click of a button. And so we know that by the signs of the time, that time is running out and we don't have much time. So we ask for more willing workers in this ministry, that we will be not only effective but efficient in our Father's work. Father, now we ask that we be allowed to lay this petition at your feet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. We're going to get right to it on tonight. This is a special service. Again, this is for all of the people that are coming on board here with us at One Church Worldwide Ministries to work in the ministry. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. There's a lot of things that you could be doing, a lot of places that you could go, a lot of ministries you could be working in, but you said yes to this ministry, that you would come and take part in this ministry. I see mothers on the line. Mother, is that you? Is that you, Mother Jones? Amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to go right into the service. I'm not going to prolong because we're not going to be on the line very long. I'm on the road and we have a meeting for work here. Is that Mother?
Yes.
Amen. Hey, Mother. Hey, listen, I did a little quick prayer, but I want you to come and give us a prayer. Do the opening prayer for us, would you please, ma'am? And immediately after that, we're going to go into our study for tonight. I'm going to ask everybody to grab yourself writing utensil and pad, so that you can take notes on tonight, especially you people that are talking about your interest in being a part of this God-ordained ministry. You need something to write with on tonight to take some notes. Come on, Mother.
Gracious Heavenly Father God, we just come saying thank you today. We give you glory today.
Glory.
We thank you, Lord, for just another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. And God, we just come saying thank you. We thank you most of all for your Son, who loved us so much that he was willing to shed his blood so that we might have a chance to the tree of life. We realize, God, that it should have been us on the tree. And God, we ask right now, God, as we come together as leaders right now in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that you would teach us how to love one another, the agape love, the unconditional love that you have required
yes,
us to have right now. God, we come saying thank you. We ask right now, God, as we come together, that you will touch hearts and open up minds, that they will receive the engrafted word right now in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, God, that you will trouble us in every area of our life, that we will learn how to be obedient and surrendered and committed to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, hey, God, we give you glory. Hey, God, we give
glory,
you
glory,
glory right
glory.
Now. We give you glory right
oh,
now,
glory,
God.
Glory,
we give you
glory, glory.
We give you glory right now. We ask right
thank
now,
you.
God, even as we come together tonight, Lord, that you will touch our hearts, that you would lift us up right now, that even though we walk through our valleys as a shadow of death, that we will fear no evil. And the key is, God, that you will take us by the hand and walk us through right now. So right now, God, as we come together tonight, God, we ask right now, you said in your word, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we might be able to put on the whole armor of God, to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and
yes,
powers
Lord.
And rulers and darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. And having done all to stand, let us stand therefore, having our loins girded about with the spirit of truth. We have on the breastplate of righteousness and our feet
yes,
are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith that will quench every fiery dart that the wicked will try to send, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And God, we come together saying thank you right now. In the name, even
thank
we
you,
ask
Lord.
Right now, we repent right now on behalf
hey,
of
glory,
the United
glory,
States
glory.
Right now. We repent for us being sorrowful for the body of Christ right now. We ask right now, God, that you would touch their hearts, that they will be able to hear your engrafted word, that you said in the last days that Jesus, that the love of God would wax cold right now in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, we ask that you stir up the gift that was in our belly, that it will continue to flow like rivers of living water. We pray even for the election right now, for we realize, God, that you're already in control. So all we
ask
you, God, is just take you by the hand and that you would lead, God, and direct us. We pray for the President of the United States, for you have orchestrated spiritual authority, God, and you said that we need to pray for our leaders right now in the name of Jesus. So right now we ask, God, that you will send people to the president that will teach him the word of God. We pray for the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the Congress right now in the name of Jesus, even to the Pentagon right now. For even
yes,
you said
Lord.
In your word, Lord, what we pray for Israel right now in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
For they still are the
in
apple
the
of your
of
eye
Jesus.
Right now. And God, so you said if we pray for them, you would bless us. And if we didn't pray, you would curse us. God, we give you glory, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Glory to God. Bless you, Mother. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I thank you for me grabbing you at the last minute. Amen. But he did say be ready in and out of season, didn't he? Amen. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. We're going to go right into the word.
Man, God bless you. God bless you. Well, tonight we're studying sanctification. And just like we were talking about raw honey and its effect and what it's good for and its benefits, sanctification too also has a whole lot of benefits. And we're going to talk about that, but first we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, the creator of all things, true source of light and wisdom, origin of everything that there is. We come tonight to thank you for calling me, Pastor Drew, to faith. Thank you for planting your words in my heart and for delivering me from my sins.
Thank
you for calling me to your service, for giving me the ability to teach your word and to share this good news with your people. Father, I tonight am overwhelmed at the thought of teaching on the gospel. I feel so inadequate to deliver something of value about news that is priceless. I feel this way because I myself am unworthy to begin or to be given the privilege of thinking deeply, deeply about the news too marvelous for angels to comprehend.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Be ever gracious to me as I deliver your word on tonight. Let a ray of your light penetrate the darkness of my understanding, giving me the confidence that I need in your power of this gospel.
Yes.
Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ that if you would please grant me clarity and understanding and proclaiming the truth of your word.
Yes.
Edify your church through your work, Father.
Yes.
Father Almighty, empower your people to tell the gospel story to people that they meet when they leave here on tonight. Let them recount your wondrous deeds which shine light on your glorious and holy character.
Yes.
Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ to empower your people to announce the good news.
Yes.
Announce that news that you have brought to the earth, that life of heaven that so many men and women are searching for these days. Amen. You cannot listen to the service on speaker without muting your phone. Now, you can listen to us on speaker, but you got to mute your phone. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. God bless you all once again for being here on tonight. But let's get into our study for tonight. Amen. Tonight we are studying, tonight and next week we are studying sanctification. And I believe that before you can be something, you must first understand what that something is that you're trying to become. Amen. And so what we're going to do on tonight is we're going to answer the question of what is sanctification? And more specifically, what is sanctification of a Christian? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctification in a nutshell, is God's will for us, according to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3. I told you to get a pen and notepad. Amen. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 3, it says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." In other words, sanctification is God's will for us not to just sex anyone that we find cute. Come on, somebody. It's tight.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. God does not want you. Now, why did God start right here with sex? Come on, somebody. There's
all
two
right.
things that hinder most people in the church, sex and money. Amen. And I believe that's why the Spirit had me to start there on tonight. Amen. But sanctification is God's will for us. And so we can't sex anyone that we are not married to. Say that with me. I can't sex anyone I'm not married to. Amen. Say that for me.
Can't sex anybody I'm not married to.
Amen. Sanctification is God's will for us that we are to sustain from sex with anyone other than our husband or wife. Now, the word sanctification is related to the word saint. Amen. That's where saint derives from. And both of these words have to do with holiness. Say holiness with me, somebody.
Holiness.
So to sanctify something really means to set it apart for a special use.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To sanctify a person is to make him holy. Now, Jesus had a lot to say about sanctification in John 17, especially in verse 16. The Lord says, it says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom, come on, somebody, you love. Amen. And so in verse 16, the Lord says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. And this is before his request. And so he goes on to say, sanctify them by truth. Amen. You're not sanctified because you speak in tongues. You're not sanctified simply because you know more scriptures than the person sitting next to you in church. You're not sanctified simply because your mother, father, grandmother, and grandfather are all preachers. That doesn't sanctify you.
Amen.
That person that is trying to put your group on speaker, if you would take us off speaker, please. Amen. It's not going to work on speaker. Amen. Give me a minute. Let me try to find this person. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have some people from all over the place trying to connect with us, so please be patient, brothers and sisters, and bear with us. This is a good thing, amen, because we've got people from other countries trying to connect with us, and sometimes those international connections cause friction. Amen? Amen. So don't get discouraged. God is blessing to have people from all over the world trying to get this good news on tonight. But so we're not of the world, and our sanctification comes by way of God's word, by way of the truth, and the truth is God's word. In Christian theology, sanctification is a state of separation unto God. And all believers are into this state when they're born again.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of denominations and churches that tell you got to do this, and they set up all these rules and laws in order for you to have a relationship with Christ. But once you go down in the water for baptism and the pastor lays the hand of faith upon you, come on, somebody, when you come up out of that water and hands are laid on you, you have now been set apart. Amen. You now have said to God that I want to be yours. And God has said to you, now that you've done that, now I'm going to set you apart. Now you and everyone that believes in me, see, when you went down in the water, what you were telling me is that you believe in me. And so now you're born again. Now you're in my Son, Christ Jesus, who came to you with wisdom from me, God. Now, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody there?
Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
All right. Come on. Somebody read that for me. Anybody, first person, come on, like popcorn, let's go.
But of him or ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Amen. The sanctification mentioned in that verse is a once and forever separation of believers unto God. Amen? Amen. So you ain't got to go back and do it again. You don't have to go through the whole process again. God is the kind of God. He's the forever kind of God. Amen? Amen. And when you come into him, you're in him. And there's going to be times that in your life because you're human. The Bible says if you thought it, you did it. So there's going to be times in your life that you're not going to do everything right. But that doesn't mean that you have to go back, come on somebody, that God doesn't love me anymore, that I'm separated from God. No, no, you're never separated from God once you have decided to give God your life. Amen? Once you give him your life, amen, you have been sanctified, come on somebody, and the sanctification is forever. You are separated forever. Now, does that mean that I'm not going to go back and hang with the people that are not saved? Does that mean that I'm never going to pick up a drink? I pray and hope not, but with most people, they do. At least when they first come to being saved. Amen? Amen. Yeah. But if you find yourself in a situation where the devil has tempted you and you've allowed the devil to coerce you into doing something, because the reason that I'm going here is because the devil will tell you, because you've committed this act, because you've indulged in this, you're no longer good for God. Come on, somebody. The devil is a liar. He always has been and always will be. You are in Christ Jesus, who came with wisdom, come on somebody, from his father's God, from his father God, and the righteousness of him, when you went down in the water, sanctified you, it brought about the sanctification, and therefore, you are with him forever. You have been set aside forever. And so, though I messed up on Friday, come on somebody, Romans 8 and 1 says that there is, therefore, now. What does now mean?
Now
means the here, the present.
No condemnation.
He says, there is therefore now.
No
condemnation. In other words, what you did is forgiven. I ain't got no Holy Ghost.
Why
good
not?
God Almighty. But the problem is we allow people to hold on to our mess, throw it in our face, and make us feel bad. But you have to understand that, yes, I messed up, but God still set me aside.
Come on. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Lord.
And because he set me aside, he knew I was going to mess up.
In the beginning. Come on, say that.
And that's why he wrote Romans 8 and 1. He wrote it just for me.
Just for me.
Amen.
There is therefore now no condemnation. Now listen, that's not your out to go sin and then come back and keep repeating the same sin over and over and over again. Don't play God that cheap. Amen.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's not why that's there. That's there for you to sincerely come back and ask for forgiveness and not do it again.
Yes.
My point is, once you have been set aside, it's forever. Amen.
Amen.
And so, sanctification, it's a separation of believers under God, and it works, or better yet, let me say it like this. It is a work that God performs.
Yes.
You can't do it. You can't sanctify yourself. Whoever that is rattling, will you please mute your phone? Amen. Whatever you're digging for, mute your phone. God bless you. But sanctification is a work that only God performs.
Amen.
And it's an intricate part of our salvation. Say salvation with me, somebody.
Salvation.
Amen. And not only salvation, but our connection with Christ. How do I know that? Because in Hebrews 10 and 10 it reads, Hebrews 10 and 10. Go there with me, somebody. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 10. Amen. First person get there, start reading.
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
Amen. And by the will, we've been sanctified. Sanctified through the offering. And what was the offering? Jesus dying on the cross. And so by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once we decide to give our lives to Christ, once we go in the water and have received, come on somebody, the laying of hands, we've been set aside. All right. Amen. Come on and say amen with me. Amen.
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 Amen. But the setting aside, amen, amen, the devil had many people oppressed. There is no reason for a Christian to be depressed.
That's right.
Oppressed.
Amen.
Depressed,
amen.
All of the other presses.
Oppressed. Depressed.
God set you aside so that you don't have to do that. There's been an offering for your depression already.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Then you don't have to do that. He said in his word that we, the saints of God, we're to be anxious for nothing. In other words, we're not supposed to trip out about anything.
Yes.
We're not supposed to be jiggity-boo about anything.
Come on, Tom.
Amen.
Speak that word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so, there's some theologians sometimes that refer to this state of holiness before God as positional. Say positional. Amen.
Positional.
Amen.
Positional.
Amen. And they call it positional sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
And positional sanctification is the same as justification. Say justification. Amen.
Justification.
Amen. Glory be to God. And so while we are positionally holy, in other words, set free from every sin by the blood of Christ, we know that we still sin.
Amen.
It's quiet up in here right now.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
How do I know that
now.
We still sin? Because 1 John says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar.
That's
and
right.
And his word is not in us. Amen. That's why the Bible also referred to sanctification as practical experience of our separation unto God. In other words, that's what makes us progressive Christians. Say progressive. Mm-hmm.
Progressive.
Mm-hmm. Progressive, or you could even say experiential. Sanctification, as it's sometimes called. And this experiential sanctification is the effect of the obedience to the Word of God in our lives. And it's the same as growing in the Lord. It's the same as maturing, is the word that I probably should be using. In 2 Peter, go to 2 Peter, somebody for me, 2 Peter. Amen. 2 Peter 3 and 18. Amen.
Amen.
2 Peter 3 and 18?
Yes, read, please.
My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Any more?
But grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity.
Forever.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Grow in grace. Listen, we talk about maturity in the church, and folks think that's just how long you've been in that ministry. No, you got to grow in grace.
That's right.
You got to grow in knowledge.
That's the truth.
And your knowledge can't be just what you learned. There's some churches that read more books of men that are alive today than they do the Bible.
Come on now.
And there's nothing wrong with listening to great men who have studied the Word of God, but I don't know about you. But I think I'm going to stick with that book that's unadulterated. I'm going to stick with that book that every word has been breathed upon.
Your milk.
Yeah.
Amen. And so we have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's to him be the glory.
Yeah,
my knowledge in the Word of God is not about Drew Kelly being this wonderful person, this great orator or a brother that learned something and now you're supposed to bow down and give homage to me. That's not what it's all about. If I allow you to do that, then I'm not growing in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't let people pump you up when you're growing in grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. When you do something for the Lord, you set apart. Remember that. Say set apart, somebody. Amen.
Set apart.
Amen. Hallelujah. You set apart. And so people who are set apart don't do things the way the world does them.
Amen.
See, the world say, pat me on the back. The world say, pay me. The world says, I don't do anything without getting paid.
Amen.
The world says, put my name in lights. The world say, make me first.
Right.
The world say, if anybody go before me to speak, I don't want to speak. The world
That's
says,
right.
I want to be last because I want to be the one to take it on home.
Yeah,
the world
right.
says that I don't like the temperature of the water in the church. I don't like the color of the carpet. I don't like that there's furniture in the pulpit. Take it down and turn it into a stage. That's what the world does.
All right. Come on now. You're telling the truth.
But we've been set apart.
Yeah.
And so we've been set apart to do things like Christ because he's the one that made himself an offering for us.
Yes,
we're not set apart just to be setting apart. We're set apart to do a work for him.
Mm-hmm.
We're set apart because in order to get this work done, people are going to have to see something different in us. And when you look at most churches today, you can't tell any difference between them and the world.
Come on now.
Come on.
Amen. That's right.
Come on.
But when you're set apart, you're growing, and you're growing, and you're maturing.
Yeah,
and maturing means to get wisdom and knowledge. And 2 Peter says that you're doing this thing for wisdom and knowledge. I ain't doing this for you to pat me on the back. I ain't doing this for you to think I'm great. I'm doing this so I can get grace, knowledge, and wisdom of the Lord.
Yeah.
You don't have to pat me on the back. To him be the glory.
Yeah,
both now
that's it.
And to the day of eternity. In other words, forever.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's
spiritual maturity. And so God started the work of making us like Christ.
Yeah.
In Philippians 1 and 6, go there for me, somebody. Philippians 1 and 6 says that this work is going to continue, or that we're going to continue working.
Yeah.
We're going to continue praying. We're going to continue trying to get better.
Yeah,
we may fail.
Yeah,
we're flawed people. And we may have some challenges.
Yes, yes.
And so, go ahead and read that for me. First person there.
Go ahead.
You're confident.
On that.
Okay, can I make the correction? Okay. Being confident of this very thing.
Yeah, Lord.
Stop right there.
Amen. Amen. What did it start off saying? Give me those first three words.
Being confident of.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory be to God. This is not, the work has started. Amen. Amen. How many of you know that if you're trying to do something, but you don't have the confidence, come on somebody, to get that thing done, your work is in vain.
In vain.
He starts out by saying, the first thing he says is being confident.
Yes, yes.
Keep going, woman of God.
Jesus.
Of this very thing.
Being confident in this very thing. In other words, what you are working towards. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
What God has assigned you to do.
Come on,
you got to be confident that you're set apart. The Word of God says that you've been called, you've been set apart. But being set apart don't mean anything if you don't have the confidence that
you're confident.
I know where I used to be. I know where I used to go. I know how I used to act. I know how I used to talk.
Hallelujah.
And so you can say, you can pull that stuff off, and guess what? You're not lying, because all of it's true, but I'm confident.
I'm confident of this, though.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And I've been set apart. Stick out of money. And if truth be told, the person that you're talking about, I died unto myself so that Christ
could
heal. So the person that you're talking about, I've been set apart from him or her too.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, man. Hallelujah.
You're fighting it in here. You're firing it up in here.
And so this type of sanctification is to be pursued. And to be pursued means to chase. Come on, somebody. One of my favorite songs, I'm Chasing After You. You know, chasing after the Lord. No matter what I do, I'm chasing after you. Come on, somebody. I get frustrated sometimes, but I'm still going to chase after
you.
I don't feel like reading my Bible sometimes, but I'm chasing after you. I don't feel like witnessing all the time, but I'm chasing after you. There's some folks that have scandalized my name and have much disrespect, and all they want to do is strand my character, but I'm still chasing after you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm chasing after you. And so chasing after you, pursuing you. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Well, when I come up short, it causes me, come on, somebody, to immediately repent, because I remember that I'm chasing after you. I remember that I've been set apart. I've been set apart. Let me go back to Philippians 1:6. Amen. Let me go back there for a minute. Amen.
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 Being confident
and
be very
and I'm confident, in other words, and I'm sure of it.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, Lord.
Now, come on. Yes, I'm sure that he who began a good work.
A good work in you.
A good work.
We're going to do it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Good God Almighty. And I'm sure that he who began a good work in me will bring it to completion. In other words, I'm set apart for God to finish his work. I'm not set apart just to drive around in nice clothes and jewelry. I'm not set apart just to have Gucci, Prada, and Chanel on my back. I'm not set apart just to be in the clique in order for them to pat me on the back. I'm set apart for Jesus to complete his work.
Jesus.
Now listen, I believe that we're set apart, and I believe that Philippians 1:6 was written because guess what? If the work was completed before Jesus came, we stopped doing what is necessary for us to get to heaven. Amen.
Go ahead and say the truth. Tell the truth.
Amen. Yes. If we knew we were going to heaven, we would stop everything. No more witnessing, no more church, no more Bible study, no more anything. And so God's great wisdom say, no, I can't give it all, because if I do that, then you're going to stop. If I do that, then you're going to get beside yourself. I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm going to heaven. I ain't coming to church for now. Hey, I'm going to heaven already. He already told me I'm going. Amen. But this is the type of sanctification that's to be pursued by believers. Amen. And not just pursued because Pastor Drew said, you know, you got to chase after God. You got to pursue him. No, you got to do it, and you got to do it honestly. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't lie your way to heaven.
Right.
Amen. You can't make yourself seem to be more than you are to get there.
Amen.
You got to set yourself aside, and you got to be honest.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
you got to earnestly, glory be to God,
Jesus,
chase after him.
Yes.
1 Peter 1:15, somebody who hasn't read yet. 1 Peter 1:15. 1 Peter
But as he which hath.
I'm sorry, start over.
But as he which hath called you is holy. So be holy.
Glory be to God. Hold on.
Okay.
Pastor didn't call you. Chief Apostle didn't call you.
On,
Bishop didn't call you.
Come
go ahead and read that again, woman of God. Just the A portion of that.
but as he which hath called you is holy.
God is holy. God is holy. He that called you is holy. Well, I think a lot of times that we forget that God is holy. We just think of this big mystical thing in the sky that gives us gifts. You know, Santa Claus, he's real. And so we equate God with Santa Claus. You know, gimme, gimme, gimme. And as long as he's giving me, he's cool with us. Come on, somebody. But beyond that, he's just this big mystical thing in the sky. But as he who called, but as he, come on, somebody. In other words, glory be to God. Only God can set you aside.
Hallelujah.
Your pastor cannot set you aside. Your mama cannot set you aside. The string of people from generation to generation that preach and teach in the church can't set you aside. But as he who called you is holy, you also be, come on somebody, holy in all of your conduct. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Not just on Sunday morning, not just on Wednesday night, not just at Friday night. Not just when you're around church folks, not just when you're around your parents, not just when you're around those people that don't curse, don't drink, don't smoke. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in
all
your conduct.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Everywhere you go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Everywhere you go, you want to be holy. And I'm not talking about that fake religiosity stuff. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the kind of holy. God knows your character. God knew that Paul was a murderer. God knew that Paul was a thug. Paul didn't stop having those thuggish ways. He just used them. Come on, somebody. To work for the Lord. He cleaned up things. But Paul was just as rough as a Christian as he was as a street person.
That's the young Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
And so God knows. God knows your makeup. He knows your personality.
Amen.
He knows all about you. And one of the problems with people in the church, we got 13 weeks of new member training, and all it really does is tell people to come in and wear this mask like us.
Right.
Amen.
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 But he says that you've got to pursue him. Glory be to God.
That's right.
And see, when you're pursuing him, I don't have to tell you to act a certain way and to do this and to deprogram you from all the things of the world just to follow this philosophy of One Church Worldwide Ministries. I'm telling you to follow the word and the will of God, which is going to move you into position to possess every promise that he has for you.
Amen.
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 Hebrews 12 and 14. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's some people that's going to get on your nerve. There's some people that you know are wrong. Amen. There's some people that you know. Amen. They're doing things just to irritate and agitate you.
Come
what does it say? Strive. What does strive mean? Try.
Yes, Lord.
Try.
Try for peace. Remember, you're set apart.
That's right.
Set apart people don't curse people out.
That's right.
Set apart people don't invite somebody to the parking lot to fight. Set apart people don't go in the house and get into Buddy Smith and Wesson. Strive. For peace with everyone, not just with your family, not just with the people in your ministry, not just with the people that you grew up with, not just with the people that you went to school with, not just with the people that you like, but strive for peace with everyone.
With everyone. Amen.
And for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. In other words, without holiness, you're not going to see the Lord. Without holiness, you're not going to heaven.
Amen.
And so, Proverbs 14, this the effect of this by the application of the word is what that is all about. John 17 and 17, whoever gets there first, amen. John 17 and 17. Ooh, I hear y'all typing away. Go on, get you with your bad self. Amen. John 17 and 17.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen. Sanctify them in truth.
Yes.
Your word is truth. In other words, Jesus is saying in me is the truth.
Amen.
And you got to study me. How do you know what Pastor Drew is teaching is correct?
Right.
You're only going to know that if you're reading the word.
Amen.
The truth.
Amen.
I'm getting it day by day. Your pastor is getting it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
But this subject to error, too. You got to read this thing for yourself.
That's right.
Sanctify them in truth because your word is truth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, progressive sanctification has in view the setting apart of believers for the purpose for which they are sent into the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're set apart to study God's word, to live for him, for the work that he started in you, which won't be completed until he returns. This is all for you to go out into the world to tell other people about him so that they too will become believers.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so,
amen.
Let me say it like this. Setting apart a believer for the purpose for which they are sent into the world, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. This is Jesus talking.
Amen.
For
amen.
Them, this is Jesus talking. For them, mm-hmm. I sanctify myself.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Now, listen to what he says as to why he sanctified himself. Jesus said, I'm sanctified. Jesus said, I'm setting myself apart.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm setting myself apart that they too may be truly sanctified. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I'm setting myself apart
mm-hmm.
so that they too will set themselves apart.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
Be to God. Go to John 17, 18 and 19, someone who hasn't read yet. Amen. Come on, there's a lot of you that haven't read yet. Amen.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world.
Amen.
And for their...
Amen. Read just the first portion of that, just the 8 portion of that.
I'm sorry, I'm at 17? 18, am I right?
18, yeah. Just read 17. Just read 18 for me.
Okay. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world.
Amen. You ain't here by your mama, your daddy. They were just chosen as the vessels for you to
Come
be delivered
now.
Into the world. As you sent me into the world, this is Jesus talking to God, so
mm-hmm.
I have sent them into the world.
Yeah,
go ahead and read 19.
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. In other words, Jesus said, I set myself apart, and I prayed, good God Almighty, and I fasted, that they also may be sanctified in the truth. In other words, Jesus said, this is serious what I'm doing.
That's right.
This
man.
Time that I'm taking to set myself apart, this time to pray, this time to fast, it's because I have hope in them. It's because I really want them to make it. I really want them to spend life eternally with me in heaven.
Yes.
And so I'm taking this time to pray, Father, that they too will understand and they will know that they're being set apart. And they too will understand that they too are sanctified, just like I, their brother Jesus, glory be to God, their friend Jesus, is sanctified.
Hallelujah.
And so Jesus set himself apart for God's purpose.
Yes.
It is both. Oh, hallelujah, help me, Jesus.
Jesus.
It's both, let me say it like this, the basis and the condition of our being set apart. What are you talking about, Pastor Drew? Let's go to John 10 and 36. Yes, whoever gets there first. John 10 and 36. John 10 and 36.
Say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into
yes,
the world.
Yes, Lord.
Thou hast blasphemous, because I said, I am the Son of God.
Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Do you say of him who the Father consecrated and sent into the world? You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God.
Jesus.
In other words, we're sanctified and we're sent because Jesus was. Simple as that. Because Jesus was sanctified, we're sanctified. Amen?
Amen.
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 And so our Lord's sanctification is the pattern of and power for our own sanctification. Let me say that again.
Jesus.
Him setting himself apart for his Father God. The whole purpose of that was that our Lord's sanctification is the pattern. In other words, this is the blueprint for us to follow. It's the pattern of and power for our own sanctification.
Yeah.
And so the sending and the sanctifying are inseparable. What are you saying, Pastor Drew? We're short on time, but let me go ahead and say this. Jesus died for you to be like him.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's it.
Amen.
Jesus
that's
came
it.
Down
that's
to
it.
Show you how
Amen.
This thing is supposed to be done.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
How
Amen.
You to walk, how you to talk, how you to treat people, how you to lay hands, how you're supposed to pray for the sick, take care of the widow, look after the poor, how you're supposed to conduct Christian business, how you're supposed to be the lender and not the borrower, how you're supposed to submit, how you're supposed to give, how you're supposed to plant, how you're supposed to, glory be to God, get along with your brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the Bible is all about, biblical instructions before leaving earth.
Yeah,
that's what
this
word is all about. Now, on this account, we're called saints. Amen? Somebody say saints. Amen. Amen. And the Greek word is hagoi, or sanctify ones, hagoi. Now, prior to salvation, our behavior bores witness to, or let me say it like this, our behavior bores witness to our standing in the world in separation from God. But now, our behavior should bear witness to our standing before God in separation from the world.
That's right.
And little by little, every day, those who are being sanctified are becoming more like Christ. Good God Almighty.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because
Amen.
In Hebrews 10 and 14, it says, for by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Jesus died for you.
Yes.
He died for the lost. Amen. Who have decided to give their life to him, to believe in him, to trust in him, to want to live with him forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Those who are being sanctified are becoming more like Christ. Amen. And then there's the verses in which the word sanctification is used in the scripture, and that word is complete or ultimate sanctification. And this is the same as glorification. Amen. Paul prays in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Amen. 1 Thess 5, 23, first person that gets there. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 23.
Sanctified you holy.
Come
and
on.
I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
My God, my God, my God. May the God of peace himself, in other words, can't nobody do this but the Creator. Come on, somebody. I don't need mama right now. I don't need auntie right now. I don't need grandpa right now. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless. Come on, did you hear me? Blameless.
Glory.
This is what you receive by being holy.
Amen.
This is what you receive by living, glory be to God, a sanctified life. May the God of peace, this is a prayer. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Paul speaks of Christ as
the hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord.
Paul speaks of Christ as I'm a man. Jesus is the only one that was just totally divine. But I'm trying to live a divine life. Oh, Jesus was divine and man.
Amen.
We're just man. Amen. We didn't split off from God to be sent down here. Jesus is the only one that was heavenly and man. But because we came another route, see, Jesus didn't have any tainted blood. Come on, somebody. That's a whole nother story.
Amen.
At birth, he didn't have any tainted blood. Amen. He didn't have an umbilical cord to be cut.
Amen.
Mary didn't have a mother that said, girl, close your legs, pull your dress down. I ain't got no Holy Ghost help on here. Good God Almighty.
Come on now.
Amen.
Paul
speaks of Christ as the hope of glory. Amen. Colossians 1 and 27 says, to them God chose to make know how great among the Gentile are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is in Christ, is in you. The hope of glory. Good God Almighty.
Now let's go back for a moment.
Now in Paul's prayer, remember, in Paul's prayer, Paul is saying, when Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. In other words, when you set yourself apart, you hear people all the time talking about Jesus at the right hand of the Father, and where he is, I am also. No, you're not. Not if you're drinking and smoking and doing all of the things that are unpleasing to him.
My Lord.
He says that chair is for those who are pursuing him. That chair is for those that are chasing after him. That chair is for for those that have decided to set themselves apart from the world.
Yes. Yes. Amen. From the earthly concern.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And
amen.
So this glorified
amen.
State will
yes.
be our ultimate separation from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When
amen.
You hear this, all of that talk about the glorious appearing of Christ, when you hear that, think about I'm being set aside for the glorious appearing of Christ. And the reason that I'm being set aside, even though I'm flawed, even though I mess up sometimes, I'm still looking for Christ to come.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not just looking, but I'm gloriously looking.
Amen.
I'm looking for a glorious appearing of Christ. See, there's a lot of folks going on this to be scared. And there's a folk that is videos going running in their mind, all of the horrible, horrific things that they've done and the way they've acted and how they robbed God and how they didn't do what God asked them to do when he asked them to do it, how they had attitude problems, how they were disrespectful to their parents, how they were not loyal to their wives or husbands, how they didn't take care of their children, how they did all these things. They're going to get a video. Pulling it in their head.
That's right. That's right.
And they're going to get scared. Some of them are going to try to kill themselves.
That's right.
But see, the people who have been set apart.
Yes. Jesus.
That's not going to go through their head because they know that they're flawed people, but they were striving anyhow to be like Christ. They were getting on their knees and repenting.
Yes.
For the things that they've done wrong. And when they got up, maybe they did it again. But guess what? Whatever they did didn't have the same effect.
Amen.
See, laying with that person and not being married to him, there's no sexual thrill in it anymore. Now it's just an act.
Amen.
Why? Because you've been set apart.
Yeah. Amen.
And when you repented, come on, somebody, he heard you because you're one of those that have been set apart.
Yes.
And so when you go back to enter into that thing that you did to separate you from Christ,
amen,
you don't get any joy in it anymore. You don't get any thrill anymore.
That's
when
right.
you get drunk or high or whatever it is that separates you from Christ, that thing that you love to do, now understanding that I'm separating from Christ and he's doing a work in me. Come on, somebody. It's not going to be completed until he returns.
Yes,
now,
man.
There's no fun in getting drunk.
My Lord.
There's no fun in getting high. Glory be to God. And so while those people are running around losing their minds because the sky is dark and it looked like a bright light coming from the clouds, and they're losing their minds. But the saints who have been set apart, who's in God's word, who's chasing
Jesus.
After him, these folks are saying, oh, the Savior has come. Good God.
Yes, Lord.
Those folks are dancing and praising God and singing hymns and worship music.
Yes,
and the reason they are is because this is the glorious appearing of Christ.
Yes, yes.
That has finally come. And so this glorified state is going to be the ultimate separation from sin.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That day when, not when he comes, but that day when you really say, this is the glory appearance of God. I don't want that blood anymore. This is the glorious appearance of God. I don't want to sleep with somebody who's not my husband or wife.
No.
This is the glorious appearance of God when I used to be a Jezebel, but now all I'm looking for is to be humble.
Yes.
This is the glorious appearance of God to our personal gratification.
Jesus.
And so when Christ, who is your life, not just in it, he is your life. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
My Lord.
Amen.
That Colossians 3 and 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's what the Bible is talking about when he says, where I am, you are also. You ain't there just because you went to church.
Hallelujah. Say that. Say that.
Those who are set aside. Those that are chasing after him.
Amen.
Thank you.
Those that
Jesus.
His life is their life.
Yes.
When Christ, who is your life, not in your life, is your life, appears.
Amen.
Then you also will appear with him in glory.
Yes.
And so this ultimate separation from sin, that's when you know you've been sanctified. Amen.
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 A total
Amen.
Sanctification in every regard, not just on Sunday. Not just in your prayer life, but the way you talk to others, the way you receive and process things,
yes,
the way you
yes,
move, the way
right.
you operate,
yes,
that's
right.
the way you dance, Jesus. The way you cry, everything is going to change.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, Lord.
And this glorified
yes,
state that I'm talking about, it's going to be your ultimate separation.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the day that you say, you know what, this sinning thing, it ain't worth it.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
I'm not getting ahead.
Not at all.
I'm not gaining anything. All I got is headache and problems.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Now, when you get to that day, will I ever sin again? Maybe. Maybe not. But one thing is for sure. Jesus has set you aside. He has prayed for you. That even in your shortcomings, that the Father will forgive you.
Amen.
And that you will be able, glory be to God, to go to your knees, pray, repent, and that sin is going to go away. And again, that's a glorious appearance of Christ to
Lord.
Your personal glorification.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. And so we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. Come on, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
You ain't trying to be
Hallelujah.
Like Oprah and Bill Gates. I want to be like him.
I want to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Woo-hoo.
Glory be to God. 1 John 3 and 2 says, Beloved, we are God's children now. Come on, somebody. Not in the future. Not in some distant time and place and space. We are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. Good God Almighty.
Yes.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You feel good
Amen.
About praising him and worshiping him. You feel good about being here now. You feel good about the impartation of the Holy Ghost that Pastor Drew is pouring into you.
Yes.
But this is nothing. This is just a tip of your fingertip, of your fingernail.
Yes.
On what God is going to give you. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. Good God Almighty. Somebody ought to get happy with me right now. We are going to be like him. Good God Almighty. My. We're going to be like him.
Amen. Amen.
And we're going to be like him because we shall see him as he is. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, to summarize sanctification for tonight, amen.
Amen.
Sanctification is a translation of the Greek word hygomos. Amen. Hygomos. And hygomos means holiness or a separation. Now, in the past, God granted us justification, amen, a once and for all positional holiness in Christ. But now, God guides us to maturity. And in our maturity, we are now in a practical, progressive holiness. And so in the future, God will give us glorification. In other words, a permanent, ultimate holiness.
Yeah.
And so these three phrases of sanctification, what they do is they separate the believer from the penalty of their sins. Justification,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The power of sin, maturity, and the presence of sin is glorification. God bless you. Come on and say amen with me, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Lift your voices and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Right here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I hope that in the...
Glory to God. Amen, saints. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I heard this probably about 4 or 5 times myself, and I just got happy all over again. Amen. Amen. The beautiful thing about the Word of God is no matter how many times you hear it, there's always something new, fresh, and rewarding that God gives to you when it is from Him. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We will return on September the 12th. That's the second Monday. That's the Monday after Labor Day. Labor Day is the first Monday in September, which is the 5th. 7 days later, that Monday, we will return. One Church Worldwide Ministry returns. Amen. If you would like to be a part of this God ordained ministry, amen, we ask that you just remain behind here for a few minutes. We'll get some information from you, and we will give you a call and talk to you more about what the ministry has to offer and see what is going on with you. Now, when we first started, we opened up, and anybody that wanted to come, they just came in and just went to work. But how many of you know when you know better, you do better? Amen? Amen. God has molded and shaped and shown me through visions and dreams and this where the ministry is going. And so I really studied the ministry of Jesus and how it was Jesus was so successful at what he did. And the reason that Jesus was so successful is because Jesus, when he asked people to leave everything and follow him, everybody had something that they could contribute to that ministry. Amen. There were fishermen and carpenters and tent makers and builders, and there was people to tend to the cattle. There was people that watched after the kids. Everybody in that ministry contributed somehow, not just praying for people and laying hands and telling them about Jesus and Father God, but there were things that they were able to contribute to the ministry so that Jesus could stay focused on his mission. And anytime you go into a ministry where the pastor is overseeing everything and involved in everything and has to pay for everything and do everything and be everywhere, I'll show you a pastor that will ultimately die of strokes and heart attacks. Amen. Amen. But when we follow the model of Jesus, what happens is people come in with their trades and their offerings, whether it be just writing letters or taking phone calls or whatever it is. You don't have to be a millionaire. It ain't all about money. It ain't just monetary. But everybody in Jesus' ministry came contributing something to his ministry where he was able to use the work of those people, come on somebody, their experiences, their trades, to further the ministry, and for him to stay close to his Father. And so the Lord has shown me in this ministry to move to that next level. You can't let people just come into this ministry, preach a little bit, pray a little bit, and go about their business. But they have to come in first being sanctified. They have to be willing to sanctify themselves. Once they become sanctified, then they understand that all that I do is for him, and I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the glorious day of God. And when we give to God, whether it be our time, whether it be our experiences, whether it be our love, our passion, whatever it is that we give to God, every time we do that, we are seeing him. There's a glorious experience that we have as a result of being obedient to him. And when we're obedient to our Father God, then our ministries move properly because the people in the ministry understand the mission. Amen? Amen. So if you're just looking to become the greatest speaker and get preaching engagements because Pastor Drew speak everywhere and know everybody, if that's your reason for coming, don't come. Amen? Amen. Because we're on the radio around the world and you want people to hear your voice around the world to make you feel bigger and better than you are, don't come. But if you want to see lives change, if you want to be an instrument to be used by God to make a difference in your home first, in your community, in your city, in your state, and ultimately around the world, then we would love to have you join us on this journey from victory to victory here at One Church Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Amen. Remember, we'll be back on September the 12th. September the 12th. Mark down that date. Amen. For those of you that are listening out there via teleconference, amen, by way of internet, amen. God bless you. Those of you in third world countries that have been so worried about Pastor Drew with the chemotherapy and that, God bless you all. It is done. It is over. It is complete. And guess what? In the midst of chemo, I saw the glory of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Good God Almighty.
All right. Amen.
And so
thank
bless you,
Jesus.
All.
That's
bless
good.
You all. Amen. Amen. Bless you all. It's amazing. I just love our African family, our island families, our UK family. I love you all. You all show more support than the Americans where I live, amen, which goes to show that the Bible does not lie. He says that they'll appreciate you from afar much better than they will those that are right up under you. So bless the name of the Lord for all of you, for all of you. And once again, all of the people that have worked in one church, bless you so much. I learned so much. I grew so much with all of the people that came in, because people came from every denomination there is, and some from no denomination. Some didn't know anything about the Bible whatsoever. So I bless the name of the Lord for each and every one of you, because you challenged me to grow. Amen. Amen. And if you're a leader in a ministry and you don't like challenges, then I offer you to step down from ministry. Amen. And get up under somebody that don't mind the challenge. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to open the floor for prayer requests. Amen. But before we do that, is there anyone on the line who does not know the power and the authority of Jesus Christ? Amen. You didn't know that just because you messed up, you're still not separated from God. If your pastor baptized you and laid hands on you, amen, in the name of Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I know there's some of y'all from denominations y'all want to fight about whether it was Jesus or Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. But I say study the Trinity. Amen. Amen. But if you didn't know that, amen, I want you to come forward and let us pray for you on tonight. Amen. Amen. If you've been out of church for a long time, amen, I want you to come forward and I want to pray for you on tonight. Amen. Amen. If your heart has grown cold, amen, that you know you love the Lord, but it just seemed like I just give up on this church thing. I give up on this God thing. I don't tell anybody that because people will think horrible of me. But in your heart, you've given up. And the Lord told you to dial in on tonight by way of his Holy Spirit, and you did. Let this be a glorious day for you on today, by one of the saints communing with you through prayer. Amen. Amen. The floor is open. Yeah, I want you to come forward at this time. State your name, city you're calling from, and your prayer request. Amen. Amen. The floor is open. Amen. Everybody saved, sanctified, holy, got million-dollar homes. Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
That's the question. Pastor
Grimes
from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, man. Hey, Pastor. You know I'm going to get you for being in Florida. Amen. But go ahead.
I just need strength and healing.
Amen.
You know, I slipped and fell not too long ago, and I just pray I won't be sore. I mean, I bumped my head. It's a little sore, but I'm just thanking God that it could have been worse. I could have broke something.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, Mother, and pray for Pastor Grice.
Gracious Heavenly Father, God, we just come saying thank you. Can you hear me? With me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yes,
gracious
we can hear you.
Father God, we just come saying thank you. We know right now, God, that you are a God that heals. We know that you have never lost a patient. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now, God, that you would come against the spirit of infirmity right now. I cancel the assignment of the enemy, and I curse every root and every fruit that it would wither and dry up, and I loose the spirit of divine healing and divine health. And so right now,
yes,
God,
Lord,
we ask right now, God, that all the pain that she's beginning to feel, ma'am, I'm getting ready to blow in the phone.
Glory, glory.
And I want you, sometimes they say it feels like coldness or it feels like heat. But right now, God, I ask that the heat will begin to start in the mole of her head. And every soreness that she begins to feel, that she has felt right now, that you will send your healing virtue, the healing virtue that's in my body right now, in the name of Jesus. We say it right
thank
now
you,
in
Jesus.
Jesus' name. I'm getting ready to blow. We thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Dear God, we give you glory. We thank you. You said in your word, Lord, we have not because we ask not. So we believe in by faith that she is healed and all is well. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank glory you. To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The floor is still open. Glory to God. Glory to God. Evangelist Bond, I see you online. Amen. Amen. I know you got the baby and you might be on mute. Amen. It doesn't matter about the background noise. Go ahead and take us off mute. Evangelist Bond.
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I almost said one of my favorites, but I know that would have got me in trouble. It would have been on Facebook tomorrow morning. Evangelist Bond is Pastor Drew Woman, but Evangelist Bond was one of the originals with One Church and diligently worked. Evangelist Bond came to us. And I told her, you're up to preach next week. And she said, huh? And this sister preached the house down. And I said, how long has you been preaching? She said, that was my first time. Amen. Amen. And I say that to say what the impartation of the Holy Ghost can do. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
When you... Jesus said he was set apart. He was set apart so that you may be set apart. And Evangelist Bond came, and there were so many people that were preaching and praying and interceding and were set apart that what she experienced made her want some of what they had. And she was set apart and did an excellent work in this ministry. Come on, Pastor Grice, I want you to pray for the ministry of Evangelist Bond.
All right, I got to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We praise you, oh God. We just bless your wonderful name. God, we know you don't make no mistakes, and God, you have a set time. And Father, right now, I petition your daughter before you.
Glory, glory.
God, thank you, oh God, for expanding her. Thank you, oh God, for, you know, feet like hind feet and sending her on a high place. Thank you, Father. I made you a brazen wall and an iron pillar. They're going to fight against you, but hallelujah, they will not prevail because I am with thee wherever thy go. God, we thank you and praise you right now. That you are strengthening her, oh God. God, thank you, oh God, for giving her wisdom. Thank you for favor
yes,
with you
Lord.
And with man. God, we thank you right now. You're sending the right help. God, thank you right now, hallelujah, as she prays you. God, you were sent, God, givers, oh God, you were sent. God, those are broken. God, thank you for this woman that she's going to run into. God, she have just what she needs. God, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
She have just what she needs to succeed in what you called her to do. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Count it not strange. You come more strong. People that I'm going to send you. Count it not strange. They are a diamond in the rough. Count it not strange. Where I'm getting ready to send you. Count it not strange when people start talking to you crazy. I don't know my CTV. Thank you. you, oh God, for a fresh frame of word that you'll put down on the inside. That when she begins to speak, God, the demons will leave. God, we thank you for the testimony that's going to come forth. And we bless you, and we send it under the blood, in Yeshua, God,
thank you
for putting a new song down on the inside. Unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Father, we give you the glory, honor, and the praise which you've done. We just do it again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got a ton of messages from you all out there in Radio Land and on Facebook that you were trying to get through and that, and you were trying to talk and that, but because of noise, the reducing the noise, amen, there was only a select number of phone numbers that were put into the system and are allowed to be open as far as microphones are concerned because of the noise, amen. It wasn't somebody sitting on at the boards to saying, no, you can't get in. But there's certain numbers that are already in our board. And so these are people from the past who were regulars that are already in there, and that's why their mics are open. Amen. Amen. What I want to do at this time, I heard the Spirit of the Lord before Pastor Grice began to pray, saying, Evangelist Bond, that I was to introduce you to Mother. Amen. Amen. Mother did the opening prayer. Amen. This is Evangelist Bond. She's also in Cleveland, Mother. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And I want her to connect with you. Amen.
Okay.
I wanted to connect with you. I'll get you each other's number after we get off the line. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Alrighty.
Amen. Mother, real quick, Father God, in the blessed name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. A glory. We know that without a mother, glory be to God, in our lives, what life would be like. Glory be to God. We know without a mother, glory be to God, we wouldn't miss in our heart, mind, body, and soul that nurturing nature that it takes to exist in such a mean, cruel, and ugly world. And so we thank you for mothers, not just our biological mothers, but we thank you for the mothers of the church. We thank you for the mothers of the community. We thank you for the mothers in our school systems. We thank you for the mothers in the government agencies and the institutions. Institutions, glory be to God, that give those that are not strong-willed and strong-minded, that give them that extra push and that courage that only a mother can give. We thank you, Lord, for mothers on today. We thank you for our mother, glory be to God, one of the greatest mothers of our times, glory be to God, preaching and praying and prophesying and witnessing like nobody's business. Father, you have even a greater work for her to do, and we ask right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, a glory, that she just continue to walk into territories with a kind of a sureness that I am here to about my Father's business. I am set apart for such a time as this. Father, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that demons continue to tremble when she comes into the fold. Father, when she walks into a sick room, let healing begin. Father, we ask that when she go around those, glory be to God, who are just, I see, woman of God, a lot of people coming out of prison, glory be to God, a lot of people coming out of prison that you're going to come in contact with, woman of God, glory be to God, mother. Glory be to God. There's a lot of people who are incarcerated that are coming your way. These are the new leaders of your church. Good God Almighty. Glory be to God. Because they have a heart. Glory be to God. They have an ear that's going to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. In your church, there have been people, glory be to God, that you've been working with and trying to train and that. And it's been like pulling teeth. Good God Almighty. But God says there's some people that are going to come, and they've got a very ugly past. Glory be to God. But their future is bright. Father, we ask right now, in the name, glory, in the name of Jesus Christ, that if you would please, glory be to God, we go into those prison rooms and cells right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we sanctify their heart, mind, body, and soul, that when they meet the woman of God, they will know that this is what God has for me. Father, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, all of those that will try to use the past of these people, glory be to God, against them. Father, we ask that it be like water rolling off of a duck's back. It shall not matter, because they understand their future. They understand that they've died unto themselves so that you may live in them. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ, hey, glory, that if you would please, glory be to God, as the woman of God travel abroad, glory to God, every trick of the enemy and every poison that the enemy has for her while she's on enemy territory, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ, even if she eats it or drink it, she shall not die. Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ, hey, glory, that those that are around her, glory be to God, that cannot stand her, Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that there be a mighty rushing wind to go into their place right now in the name of Jesus Christ and disturb right now everything in their path right now, good God Almighty, that they will be able to see the errors of their ways, fall to their knees and repent, get up, glory be to God, and go to work for you. Father, I do not pray a witchcraft prayer, but you said ask what you will in my name. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for repentance, glory be to God, for all of those that are trying to hinder your work by way of the woman of God. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. I wish I had a saved, sanctified church that would just say amen with me. Come on and say amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We got time for one more. Amen. Is there one other person out there? Amen. Don't miss. Amen. Don't let the devil cause you to miss a prayer. They should have went up on your behalf. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, all of those that are here with lines open who should have asked for prayer but didn't for whatever reason, maybe there's background noise, glory be to God, or maybe it's just fear. Father, you say you didn't give us, glory be to God, the power of fear, but you gave us a sound mind, glory be to God. You gave us power. You gave us a will and a might to fight and to do, glory be to God, even when we don't have the strength. Father, you said in our weakness is where we'll see your strength, and so I ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ that fear, glory be to God, spirit be removed right now and be replaced with a kind of Holy Ghost boldness, good God Almighty, that those that are around them will know that you are working in them. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. God bless you. I thank you. I love each and every one of you. Again, if you want to take part in this ministry, I ask that you contact myself on Facebook, or send our go to our group page, or go to our website, www.ocwm123.com, and just leave us a message there. Now, no, this is not one of those typical ministries. This is a leadership ministry. This is about training leaders. Amen. Amen. So if you just want to come and sit back and say you're a part of the ministry, this isn't the ministry for you. Amen. Amen. This is about training leaders. Perhaps maybe you feel you don't know how to do anything. You won't be the first, but I guarantee you by the time you leave here, people will know that you were a part of One Church Worldwide Ministries. I guarantee you that. Amen. Amen. Until next time, this time, Father God, as we depart from this place but not from your sight, we ask that, like Jesus in his longest recorded prayer, Jesus didn't ask, could the disciples come back with him when he went to the cross and ascended, but what he did ask for in that long recorded prayer was protection from evil. And so as we depart from this place but not from your sight, I ask that you keep your people from evil. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, saints. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Pastor Grice. Thank you, Evangelist Bond. Thank you, Elder Jones. Thank you, Apostle Coleman. Amen. Overseer Richardson, amen. God bless you. Pastor Brown, amen. Amen. Elder Johnson, I see you all on here. Amen. Amen. Cheryl Hildreth, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Ron and Cheryl Hambrick, God bless you. I see your numbers. I punch your names in the phone so much I forgot numbers, and now didn't he say he'll bring everything back to your remembrance? Amen. I'm seeing phone numbers that are familiar to me. So God bless you all. Remember, we'll be back on the 12th of September, bigger, brighter, and better than before. Amen. Again, if you are looking to work in the ministry, get ready. Amen. Amen. Until then, God bless you, and we'll see you next time. God bless you.